Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's the latest. For an update anytime, ask your smart speaker to play BBC News for Derby.
Thank you, Sally. Travel-wise, we've had a clear run today. No major incidents or accidents to tell you, so there you go. 0800 145 6161.
Rewind at 9 on BBC Radio Derby.
The sound.
The sound of.
The sound of where we live.
And all the music you love.
BBC
Radio Derby.
Oh, another great year for you this year. Got a load of clues. I've got a bag full of clues for you. I've got a box full of songs for you. All you got to do is tell us the year. I'm not going to make you wait. I'm going to make you wait.
Rewind at 9.
BBC Radio Derby.
First song up, one of my favourites. Brilliant. Morning, Twiggy. Bought the Abacab album by Genesis when it came out. Brilliant band. That's a great old... Saw them in the south of France. They were absolutely amazing. A bit like this bloke.
Postman Pat, Postman Pat, and his black and white
goat.
Early
in the morning. I used to sing that to my younger. She used to go, Dad, Dad, it's a cat. Postman, it's not a goat. It's the aggravate life out of that.
Postman Pat and his black and white
goat. Pointless Facts then. Theme tune sung by Ken Barry was released as a single in the following year after the Postman Pat came out. Yeah, yeah. You could deliver letters yourself on the Postman Pat video game. There you go. Did you ever go at that? Original writer John Cuncliffe went on to create Rosie and Jim. Of course, I was on a narrowboat earlier and we sang Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim. Pat attended the Queen's 80th birthday party. Of course he did. I bet he didn't have any sandwiches. You'd never get it through all that foam, would you? What was the year then? Any ideas at all, please? Got some great songs for you. Do you remember this? Love Action. I Believe in Love. The Human League. Sounds like a cat meowing. Dun, dun, dun. Human League, Love Action, I Believe in Love. Rupert Murdoch shuts down the Sunday Times due to an industrial dispute. The Queen officially opens the Humber Bridge. The controversial bridge took 9 years to build and a cost of over £150 million. With the price it is to go over it, yeah, well, it used to be anyway. I bet they've got their money back. Right, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
We want Twiggy!
Right, can you remember crowding round the TV on a Saturday night? Perhaps this will jog your memory.
Entertainment for Saturday night on BBC One. At 6.15, Larry Grayson's Generation Game. Then at 10 past 7, Julian Bravo and a man who mysteriously disappeared 10 years ago returns to see Joe Beck.
Right.
At 8 o'clock, Paul Daniels presents another magical mixture of illusion and laughter at 8.40, Flamingo Road. Michael Parkinson's guests at 9.45 are Roy Castle, Celeste Holm and Billy Eckstein. And then at 10.40, soccer action in Match of the Day. With highlights from games in the Midlands and South. At 11.40, the United Kingdom Professional Snooker Championship. Steve Davis defends his title in the first quarter-final. Entertainment for Saturday night on BBC One.
Oh, this started... pocket, you plonker. Only Fools and Horses started in this year. Did you hear my money-making idea earlier? I want to start a roast dinner drive-through. I wonder what Del Boy would have made of that idea.
This time next year, we'll be millionaires.
Absolutely. Roast beef, a roast dinner drive-through. Come on. Come on. Right, what was the year? Anybody know? I'll give you some more clues in a sec. Who's got it right so far? Danny in Ashby's got it right. June's got it right. 2 years out, Chris, in Chasetown. Any more for any more? Neil in Leebrooks, that Human League song brings back some different memories. Oh, you're 1 year out as well. Anne's got it right. Annie Littleover, my son Aaron, was obsessed with Postman Pat. He was only a toddler at the time. He likes heavy metal now, and is a band called Wolfskin. I think I've heard of it. As we say in Ilson, hold on tight, youth. Great song. ELO, Rewind at 9. Any ideas on... Yeah.
Hold on tight,
ELO. Hello. Muhammad Ali finally retires with a career record of 55 wins and 5 defeats. Australian cricket team in England. Despite having been 1-0 down after two tests, England win the next three tests to finish 3-1 victors, retaining the Ashes. It was Botham's finest hour. It was Botham's Ashes. Susan Brown, she was small. She was a 23-year-old biology student at Oxford University, becomes the first female cox in winning a boat race. Bob Champion, do you remember him? The jockey, 32-year-old cancer survivor, is the popular winner of the Grand National with his horse, Aldaniti. What a great horse that was. Well, they made a film about it, didn't they? It is just fantastic. Fantastic. Right. Can you remember the Great Derby Storm? The cloud was so thick that the middle of the day looked more like the night. 3 inches of rain fell on the city in just 80 minutes in this year. Shops and businesses were forced to close. Even the Noah's Ark pub on the Moorledge struggled to cope with the flood water. Can you remember it? If you can remember it, give us a call. 0800 145 6161. I need a chinwag with you.
Aircheckdownloads.com.